Good morning and welcome to Crosslink Radio, where we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. And this is the show that brings oral health into systemic health, and we're really in the motion of integrating oral and systemic health. You really can't have one without the other. And recently I saw another picture of some kid that was in trouble, and his face was all kind of caved in, and he had dark circles under his eyes, and I just couldn't help myself, and I made a comment about it on Facebook. I was like, this could be, a downfall for the dental world too, that we never addressed this kid's airway and brought it to the forefront and help this kid get a better airway. So, it's all those things that we should be knowing about and we can act on in the dental world, and that will affect somebody in a way that you would never ever imagine. So people who can't breathe well can't act well, can't behave. And probably the best example of that is if I'm going to drive you to YouTube for a second and visit the video called Finding Connor and see what depleted airway and airway resistance problems can manifest themselves as. So we have a bigger role to play here in that department. So today we are going to be talking about a newish product for dental hygienists to use so that they can see what the heck they're doing and they can have better access to your teeth. And well, we're gonna find out more about it than even that much. So I am going to be bringing on pretty soon here in the next couple seconds Mark Freyas, and he is a dental hygienist, a man dental hygienist who started out in the Air Force and was a cargo specialist. So he's kind of multi-talented. He also ended up in the U.S. Air Force at the man as a manpower analyst, and graduated in 2007 with an associate's degree in dental hygiene from Bristol Community College. So that's a pretty long way around to get to be a dental hygienist. So he's been a full-time dental hygienist since then at Cool Smiles, where he sees a lot of children. And in 2011, after much, much tinkering, which we're going to find out about, he invented something called a Kona adapter. And he, in 2014, created his blog, markrdh.com, and he ha which focuses on products and product reviews. And he plans to also do a podcast. So I welcome any other dental hygienist into the podcasting, I don't know, sphere. Hi, Mark. How are you?
How you doing, Shirley?
I'm doing really well. So you have had kind of a checkered little path there, haven't you? From the Air Force to kids' teeth.
Yeah, it's a kind of a mixed bag, you can say.
So what's it like to be a male hygienist? There's just such a tiny, tiny fraction of men who go into this field, and I'm just curious to know what it's like for you. Was it hard to find a job? How do patients react when they see a man hygienist? And how often do you get called dentist?
I get called doctor almost every day,
Yeah.
and I try to correct a lot of the patients and the parents, but sometimes they'll just call me doctor again like 5 minutes later. So,
Yeah.
but at some point I just kind of gave up. But as far as being a male hygienist, I haven't had too many issues with it. I know it's a common question that I get as a male hygienist because I have a blog, and I do get emails from other potential male hygienists. And he asked me if it's going to be difficult as a male, if it's going to be difficult to find a job. I generally haven't found that as an issue, but I did blog about it a little while ago, and I did an informal survey on Dentaltown, and I asked maybe like, I got like 100 responses, I think, something like that. And I asked
Wow.
if, all things being equal, would you hire a female or a male hygienist? And the majority said female.
Yeah.
But I think it's a cultural thing. I'm sure it happens. Maybe it happened to me. I don't know.
Right.
Because they're not going to be blatant about it. But in general, I really haven't had an issue, I don't think. And it's kind of surprising that more you know, guys don't get into it. For me, it's been a pretty good profession so far.
Well, it's awesome. You get to be in healthcare. You get to clock out at the end of the day and kind of just wash your hands and be done. And there's the hours are awesome. Pay is pretty good. I mean, there's really not a lot of downside to being a dental hygienist, I don't think.
No. The only negative thing I would say is just the having to, well, in general, having to rely on a dentist for employment.
Yeah.
You know, even though that's kind of changing a little bit, hopefully. But
yeah, that is a bad part. That's not changing nearly fast enough.
No.
We could spend another 4 hours on that topic and still not be done, because there's a lot to improve there, that's for sure. One of the other things that happens in dental hygiene is that when the dentist is the person who's owning the practice and owning your paycheck, they are in charge of what materials you use and what, you know, big purchases are being made for the practice. And it's really unusual for a dental hygienist to invest their own money in even something as personal as loops, let alone office equipment like what you did when you purchased your first Isolite.
Right. Yeah. My first office I worked in, I was in there about 6 months. It was a small practice, one doctor practice. And at the same time, I also temped like all over the place for that same time period. And I got the experience through temping the good and the bad out there as far as what dentists will provide for you. And in my first office, it was kind of a battle. We didn't really have good instruments. I brought the ones I had from school, and I always had a conversation with the doctor. The other two hygienists that I worked with, they kind of gave up, and they just settled with the stuff that they were using.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came to Cool Smiles, you know, they had decent stuff, but not good enough for me. And when I asked for new instruments, they did buy them, but they were restricted to only buy a Benco generic brand. And they were not good at all.
No.
And so at that point, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to buy my own stuff. It's going to cost me a little bit, you know, per year, but ever since then, I haven't turned back. It's just, to me, it's so worth spending the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes your day so much better to have, you know, good influence, basically.
Excellent. So, all right. So, describe the Isolite, because I don't know that it has a very big footprint, especially in dental hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been around. I know they have the second version that came out, like, in, I think it was maybe, like, the early 2000s, like 2003 or 4, something like that. They had an earlier version that really didn't take off for whatever reason. It was pretty bulky and whatnot. So when the second version came out, Dentaltown pretty much helped the company take off. And what it basically is just a mouthpiece, a tongue retractor, a cheek retractor, and a suction all-in-one device.
And a light.
And a light, yeah. So like the initial system was had a light. And they still sell that version. Later on, they came out with versions that didn't have a light. Because some people really don't need it like me. I mean, I have my headlight, my loops, and I don't really need the internal lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, I mean, I love the product.
Right.
For hygiene, it's ideal for air polishing, for sealing, or, you know, scaling a root planing if you're going to be using the ultrasonic scaler for a long time. So those three things is perfect for hygiene. And but the issue back then, even today, is just the price. Back then, the price of the system, I got a deal, I got like a Dentaltown discount, and it was like $1,400.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the time, when I bought it, I was hoping naively that my office would see me using it and say, oh, that's great, you know.
Yeah.
And they would buy for the other chair. Well, long story short, that didn't happen. And so I kind of gave up on it, because I see mostly pedo, and I work out of, well, now it's 8 chairs, but back then it was 10 chairs.
Wow.
So I'm constantly hopping around the different chairs, and the issue with the Isolite was I had to install it in the one chair, so, you know, 9 out of 10 chairs I don't have access to it. And my company wasn't going to buy it for anybody else, so I just kind of gave up on it, and I sold it. And then, like, 2 years later, I decided, like, hey, maybe I can figure out a way to connect the actual mouthpiece, which to me is the heart of the system, to the standard HPE valve, and that's how the tone adapter kind of came about.
So you found that it was too expensive to put in each of these units, so you developed something that was less expensive but equal, or?
Yeah, it was basically the Isolite system. The initial system with the lighting is pretty complex.
Right.
And I believe it's overly complex. So basically what I designed was just like an angled metal piece that slid into your HPE valve. And then the other end just went into the mouthpiece itself. So that's all you really needed, was just to get the suction going. And that's what it was, basically.
Awesome.
So it was very simple design. It's very simple to make. And so to make it, it was pretty cheap, you know, relatively cheap.
Nothing's cheap to make.
Yeah.
Used cardboard box somewhere, and I'm pretty sure that's not what it was.
Yeah, if you attach medical or dental to something, it becomes 10 times the cost. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering, so I want to clarify that HVE is high volume evacuation. And so does it step down the vacuum too? So what are the features of it? So it holds the cheek aside, your Kona unit, right? It holds the cheek aside, and it continues with that level of suction.
Yeah, the actual Kona adapter is just the connection to the HPE valve. The actual Isolate mouthpiece does all the work, basically. So the actual mouthpiece, you know, does the cheek retraction, the tongue retraction, the bite lock, the suction all in one. Once that gets used, that gets tossed. That's a one-time use thing, and that's basically what it is. So the actual cone adapter is just a simple connection to the HPE valve, and that's all it really is.
Okay, so then you can have it, you can have one per chair, and you can move your Isolate mouthpiece around with you as well.
Or you can just move the cone adapter too.
Oh,
like
okay.
Just take it with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow, so that's really cool. So, it's a lot less complicated than what I thought it was going to be. I thought you kind of replaced the Isolite with this other unit.
Well, it replaces the Isolite system, but not the actual mouthpiece, which is part of the system. So it replaces most of the system, but not the actual piece that gets disposed of.
So, all right. So how did you get to be to this level? I mean, did you wake up one morning and then found pieces around in your house, or did you have to find somebody to manufacture it for you?
Yeah, so basically, I was just at work one day. It was kind of a slow day, and I was just trying to figure out a way to connect these mouthpieces that I still had in the office in the closet to the HPE valve. And I started with these salivary, with two salivary ejectors, and they sell these adapters that will. So you can connect the salivary ejector to the HPE valve.
Right.
So I used one of those cheap things. I just basically stuffed two salivary ejectors into the mouthpiece, and it worked, you know. And actually, we have two HPE valves at each chair in my office.
Mm.
So I just basically plugged both of those into the Isolate mouthpiece, and it worked. So it was a very crude system, you know.
Yeah.
But I actually used that for like maybe two or three months like that. And then I thought, you know, I can just maybe call them, like, or find a machine shop or something nearby to see if they can make something just for myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then just in that process of Googling and emailing, and then it started getting complex, you know. a place that I found was actually a local, and I just walked in one day, and I talked to the CEO, who was not a really big company.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a 2D drawing on a piece of paper, and I gave it to him. I said, can you guys make this? And he said, sure. And I got a prototype for like $450.
Yeah.
which is still cheaper than night filet. So he made a prototype. I tested it. It seemed fine. And I just had him make 300 more. Well, at first I was like, well, I want it for myself. Then I thought to myself, over all that time of just Googling and asking questions and whatnot, of, possibly selling this thing. And I didn't even think about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just said, yeah, I'll order a bunch and see what happens. And I ordered 300 and I sold them pretty quickly.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like,
there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah. And I try to keep things as far as like marketing and stuff. I like keeping things super simple. And I just basically use WordPress blogs. I use YouTube to demonstrate. I use, Dentaltown. I was on Dentaltown a lot, posting stuff. And it's all free, I mean, except for my time. But,
time, yeah.
But yeah, as far as money, it was all free. And I got a lot of traffic from that.
That's cool. So, all right. So you do have a YouTube video so people can kind of see how it works?
Yeah, if you go to konaadapter.wordpress.com, that's like the main website/blog that I use. And it's got a bunch of videos and photos and stuff. You can check it out there.
So let me see here one more time. konaadapter.wordpress.com?
Yep.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I have it on my typed notes, but it doesn't count unless you write it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, and then on Dentaltown, which is a massive community for dentists and dental hygienists separately, thankfully. so did you find better results at Dentaltown or Hygiene Town?
Oh, definitely Dentaltown. It just seems like the dentists are more involved in buying things, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about before, about hygienists buying their own thing.
Yeah.
I've had hygienists buy it, quite a few have purchased it on their own, but the vast majority are dentists. And, I'm definitely more traffic on the dental side because they're the ones actually purchasing stuff.
Right. If for a dental hygienist to purchase it, they would have to also be using the – can they get just the mouthpieces from Isolite, or do they have to have the whole arrangement and then kind of monkey?
Yeah, that's been kind of a back and forth with Isolite because I know technically they're not supposed to sell the mouthpieces unless you own a system.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've been kind of back and forth about that policy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you can just buy them, no problem. And then sometimes they might push it. You have to have it. But, what happens is, like, a lot of people, like, if you know somebody with Isolite, you buy mouthpieces through them. If they want to try it, they can email me, and I can sell them a cone adapter with some mouthpieces just to get started if they want to try it before they make any investment.
So how much are the adapters?
Well, now I have a new version. So the old version went directly into the HVE valve.
Uh-huh.
The new version is also needs like a tube kit, which I also sell. So the Kone Adapter 2.0 and the tube kit altogether is $98.
Wow.
Yeah.
2.0, 98. So under $100, and it lives forever.
I think so.
Yeah, so far.
plus you can autoclave the whole thing. The tubing is like a medical grade silicone tubing. So I have a lot of dentists that do a lot of OR work.
Yeah.
And they just take it with them. They autoclave the whole thing. They take it with them to the OR.
Mm-hmm.
They do their work. They take it back with them.
Wow. That's cool.
So it makes it convenient too. Yeah.
That's really good. That's awesome. So since it's just the adapter, since mostly it's just the adapter, so the high volume suction apparatus still sits in the handle, right? In the little what you call it, where it just parks. And then so there's tubing that comes from one to the other. So is this a lot different, or is the arrangement a lot different than the Blue Boa? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I've used a Blue Boa. I have a Blue Boa
mm-hmm.
also. Yeah, it's very similar in the sense that the like the blue bowl will go into the HV valve.
Right.
And then the other end goes into the hygroformic saliva ejector.
Right.
And then you use it and you toss it. So it's kind of the same thing. So it's like the cone adapter and tubing connects to the HV valve. The other end connects to the silicone isolate mouthpiece. Once you're done, you just toss the mouthpiece. So it's very similar that way, yeah.
Okay. But if you're already using the isolate, then this would be obviously a better option.
For some people, yeah. I mean, if you... With the isolate system, you have to install the isolate system, technically.
Right.
So you're better off with two HVE valves. Some people don't have two HVE valves set up. They have to either, because a lot of the, like where the tubing goes for the HVE valve hose tubing,
yeah,
will go into a trap.
Right.
A lot of times that trap has two different connections. So you can just add a second one pretty easily. If you don't have that, you can get like a Y splitter for the hose, and just have two lines coming through it. It is kind of nice having the second HVE valve though, because for me with air polishing, I use the isolate, but I also use a second Y tip, HVE tip, that I use
really?
To retract it. Yeah, I use it to catch because you get ricochet off the anterior teeth.
Right.
You know? The back teeth, I mean, not so much, but the anterior teeth, like I have to, I'll use that to retract like the lips a little bit, keep it close to the teeth.
Yeah.
And I just air polish and I catch a lot of it that way. So the isolate's catching anything that drops in, and the HV tip, it's a kind of a wide one with a kind of a little curve to it to retract, and I just catch a lot of it. I mean, it's still a little messy, but to me, it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I still just use a mirror. I have a saliva ejector, and I hook it into the mouth, and I use a mirror, and that's, I don't know, it just goes so fast that I don't feel like I'm missing something. But every now and then, just the other day, I had to use a high-volume suction for power scaling, actually. The teeth were just at such a weird angle. And I don't know, the patient couldn't be cooperative, I guess is probably the most accurate. So I ended up with a high volume suction. He had trouble with swallowing, I think is what it was. So yeah. That was helpful to have it there. So you really do use both sometimes.
For air polishing only.
Yeah,
For sealant and for power scaling, I just use the isolate if you need.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
but, I mean, it's not a perfect system like isolate. I mean, there are some challenges. Sometimes there's a challenge with patient presentation with it, you know, gaggers or whatever. So
yeah.
it does take practice. And every now and then, that mouthpiece does take up some room. So sometimes if like a third molar or even a second molar, sometimes it's tough to get access back there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. But overall, it's just a great product.
Yeah,
what
sounds
I do,
awesome.
Like,
I know that you contacted me a while ago, probably when it first came out or something, and I wasn't chair side, and I was like, well, sounds great. Okay, next, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to see that it's still working and it's still selling and that it's still, you know, a useful tool for everybody. It's always awesome when a dental hygienist creates something for dental hygienists to fix a need, to address a need that we have. And saliva and water management are really high needs, and it's really uncomfortable for our patients with the water and the saliva, and some patients don't like to swallow cold saliva and water management in the mouth is really a challenge, and this sounds like it's like the perfect answer, or as close to the perfect answer as we're going to get for a while.
I think it is. Yeah. I love it. Like I wouldn't do sealants without it, I feel like.
Yeah.
If a kid can't handle it, which I would say the vast majority of the kids are fine with it, you know, I just don't do a sealant. I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. So you also have a pretty comprehensive website with a lot of product reviews and interviews with notables in the dental hygiene field. And how long have you been doing that?
I started that one, Shirley, in January 2014. Before that, I just had like a WordPress blog, and I didn't blog that much on that one. That one was mostly for marketing for my Cone Adapter product, because I figured out pretty quickly that Google loves WordPress and YouTube. So what I did on purpose, I just basically did like product reviews of competing products, and that way it would drive traffic, which it did.
Awesome.
It's all free again. But then in January of 2014, I decided, like, I'm going to start blogging consistently, because there were times in my old blog, I blogged, like, every 3 months, because, again, I was just doing it for marketing.
Right.
So I was like, I'm gonna do it, like, once a week, and I've been doing it pretty consistently once a week since then. And now I'm doing it because I enjoy doing it, and I also, you know, someday I want to try to monetize it in some way. Right now it's just... you know, I'm just doing it every week and not really making any money off it, but that's a goal somehow.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Now I want to make sure that we got all the websites listed here. So the product reviews and stuff are on markrdh.com, and the Kona Adapter videos and information, and you can buy them probably right from this other website. And that is Kona Adapter, K-O-N-A is Kona, just to make sure people know. KonaAdapter.wordpress.com.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
So that's awesome. So thanks so much for joining me today on CrossLink Radio.
Thank you, Shirley.
And there we go. Another edition of CrossLink Radio, talking to a dental hygienist who has taken the challenge and developed a product and sells the product for dental hygienists, and I think that's very cool. If you are a patient looking to have some dental work done, that's something you can ask about when you make your first call and see if they do use an isolite or some other kind of a something to help keep your mouth empty and make it easier for the practitioner and the assistant and the patient as well. So thanks for joining me again today on CrossLink Radio. We will talk again next time. I hope to see you then. And don't forget to pass this along to friends and family who would also find it interesting. Talk later. Bye.
If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio.